The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It is kind of you to join me today. The Omaha Public Library is open. And during this pandemic, just to hear that anything is open is wonderful news. With me is the marketing manager of the Omaha Public Library, Emily Getchman. Hello, Emily.
Hey, Mike.
Quick history here, recent history on, you know, the libraries were shut down for a while. You were able to open them back up again, and it's been this tiered process. And if you can take us through that a little bit, because it helps us understand not only the safety measures that you have in place, but what people are able to access and how.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had to close in March for quite a length of time because after it went on and on, there were also some budget concerns that we had. So the libraries remained closed. We did start reopening libraries in September, and now all 12 are open as of just recently. But under the state's directed health measures, we are at 25% capacity. So we are asking people to please come visit when you want, but to keep your visits brief so that everyone who wants to use the library can use the library. And we've come up with some other ways to make it easier for folks to take care of their business quickly.
And what are some of those other ways?
Well, one of the things we introduced while we were actually closed was curbside service. People loved being able to just come and schedule their appointments to pick up their materials and be on their way. So because they loved it so much, we're just going to continue with it. And that's at all 12 locations where they put their materials on hold and we let them know when they're ready. And then they just schedule an appointment and they don't even have to leave their car.
How do they put those materials on hold?
They can either do that through their online account, which, you know, our power users are very familiar with this. If they just go to omahalibrary.org and they log in with their library card number and PIN, they can place their materials on hold, and then they get a notification when they're ready. Now, if we're not so savvy and used to that, we can also just call our local branch and say, hey, I'm looking for this book, and we either let you know it's ready then and put it on hold for you to come get, or we let you know when it is ready.
So if somebody's listening right now and says, oh, well, okay, so books, what else do you have at the library? And if they're not currently library members or don't have a library card, can they do that whole process online or do you have to show up in person?
They can do an e-card online, which allows them to use all of our digital materials, which a lot of people use now. They don't ever come in. They just download books, music, all of that online. So, and all of our databases are online too. So there's really a wealth of stuff that you can access just from our website, and you can sign up for an e-card online. If you want to check out physical materials, they do make you come in and get a physical card, verify your address to make sure that you are actually an Omaha Douglas County resident.
Apart from some kind of an official ID as for verifying your address, do you have to bring in, you know, like a MUD bill or something?
Yep. They just want you to show proof of residence, so they ask you to bring in a piece of mail that's to your address and some ID, and you're good to go.
Tell me about book bundles and custom reading lists.
This is pretty cool. So this is also something, custom reading lists we've had for a while, but book bundles kind of came out because of the pandemic as well. There were so many people that just, they were so desperate for things to read that they were telling us, you know, I keep reading the back of a cereal box. I need books. And they didn't really care that they were getting the bestsellers or what they didn't really care what they were getting. They just wanted something to read that they were interested in. So book bundles is a way people can fill out an online form and let us know what kinds of materials they're interested in, and then we'll just pull whatever's available in that genre, get it ready for you, let you know it's ready, and you can either come in and pick it up or schedule it with curbside. But this is especially, I always think of kids for this. It's, even though it's for all ages, I always think of kids who kind of go through these phases where it's all about dinosaurs or it's all about pickup trucks, and that's what they want. So parents who know that they've had to read that same book 10 times in a row, this might be something that's helpful for them, especially. Like, you get 10 books about pickup trucks instead of just reading the same one over and over.
One of the magical things about the library has been the story times, you know, and of course those have had to morph due to the pandemic. Can you talk about, there's some special ones coming up here in December, and can you talk about these special online story times?
Well, so what we've had to do, because we can't invite people in to come sit around on the carpet and listen to story time is that we've done them all live via Zoom. So people can sign up for the story times online, and they can connect with their favorite librarians, and there is an interactive element to it because it is via Zoom. But those have been going really well, and we are actually having some special ones in December where we're going to have some special characters visit, which would be Taco Dragon, Cookie Mouse, and Ladybug Girl. And, you know, for any parent of a small child, they know that these are some of their beloved characters, and it actually just helps bring those stories to life so much more. A full schedule of those is on our website, but they're happening December 15th through January 2nd, and there's multiples, so whenever time works for you, there's probably a story time that'll fit.
The use of the tool Zoom for these types of live things is not just restricted to children. There's also a Jane Austen tea coming up. Tell me about that. Please join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for part two of my interview with Emily Getchman here on 91.5 FM KIOS Omaha Public Radio.